Feldman. Last week, he popped the Dave Aranda story. Earlier this week, even though we had said, watch for the name of George Munoz, Bruce popped it that he was on his way to become the passing game coordinator for Dave Aranda. Bruce, thank you. Getting you twice in a week is a big deal for us. Thanks for your time. Who is Baylor getting? Who is this George Munoz?
He's a really smart guy. I mean, that's the biggest thing that I think my takeaway from spending a bunch of time around LSU this year has been. He was a guy Ed Orgeron had leaned on quite a bit. He was really good in terms of you know, what he calls his winning edge program, which would be a lot of game specific scenarios that, you know, he would have George script out, and then they would kind of take it out to the practice field and work on. He was just a guy that I think was really good in game planning as one of these analysts who I think was behind the scenes, but is somebody that they trusted a lot. Steve Ensminger, the offensive coordinator, trusted a lot to help him with the quarterback room. Joe Brady, who got a lot of attention, and rightly so, you know, had come from the Saints with the passing game that he brought. And I think you'd even, you know, if you asked Joe Burrow, I mean, he was one of the guys he wanted to see at the Heisman when he won it. I think this is a big addition, not just as a receivers coach, but I think what he'll bring to the offense for Dave Aranda. And Dave knows that well, obviously, because of the time they spent, not just this year, but last year as well, since George got to Baton Rouge.
So, I mean, obviously it's good news for Baylor. Does this mean for LSU this is bad news, or is LSU just dealing with the fallout of this is what happens when you win national titles?
I think this is what happens when you win national titles. I mean, look, you know, Steve Ensminger is still the offensive coordinator. He's still the primary play caller. He's still there. The offensive line coaches, James Craig, is still there. You know, the other receivers coach is one of the best recruiters they have. Mickey Joseph is still there. The guy who's kind of the brains behind all the DBU stuff, Corey Raymond, still there. You still have, you know, really the nucleus of what led them to go from being a good program to a great one. But I think this happens. I mean, it happens where you're going to lose a bunch of underclassmen, because I think, you know, much like Joe Brady, you know, who spent 1 year at LSU, I think the realization is you're probably stock is never going to be hotter than it is right now. And so for a lot of guys, I think this is an opportunity to go to bigger jobs for them individually. So I think that's kind of what you see happen. And I don't think it's that uncommon. I just think people are seeing it kind of a flurry now with, you know, Dave getting the Power Five head coaching job from the DC job, or Joe Brady getting to go on to be an offensive coordinator, you know, in the NFL. I mean, those are big steps up. It's not like people are going to lateral moves. They're just going to bigger opportunities.
There's a story that you share, Bruce, in this about the Fiesta Bowl in 2019 when UCF took a 14-3 lead on LSU. In fact, Burrow threw a pick six and got hammered, I think, on the run back or whatever. And I'm going to quote you on this, and this is from Ensminger. He's pissed at you, looking over in the direction of George Munoz, and then Munoz goes, good, he plays better pissed off. That's kind of the fiery side of it, because Dave Aranda, as you know, is kind of the cerebral, soft-spoken, he's fire in his belly, but with what they're going to do with, what, Ron Roberts, fiery Joey McGuire, who they are going to get back, and now with Munoz has got a little bit of that in him, that's kind of like balancing the staff a little bit?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't know if I would consider, you know, George as like kind of a, he's not a yeller and a screamer. I think he's also a really intelligent guy, but I think what, you know, what that scene and that story in The Athletic shows is how these guys really knew how their players were wired. And I think in Joe Burrow, you know, they had a great resource, a great trigger man. And I think they also really understood what he was about. And I think they were able to prepare him really well. And so I think more than anything, I think that's what, you know, that story really shows about the keys to preparation mm-hmm. and knowing your team and knowing how to get the most out of them. And I think, you know, certainly George was very good at that in his role with that offense.
So the big winner here is Charlie Brewer.
You know, it should be. I mean, look, I think the big winner is really going to be ultimately Dave, just because I think he knows what he's working with here. And so I think sometimes when people see, you know, quote unquote, an analyst, they're it's almost like you're conditioned to think that's another GA. Maybe it's a different way to get a GA. But in the case of George, he was a guy, you know, and I know this from talking to Mario Cristobal, was a serious candidate for the OC job that Joe Moore had got. I mean, he had been a you know, as you know now, he'd been a FBS offensive coordinator. And so I think, you know, the role he had, while at a behind-the-scenes role at LSU, was a really critical one in putting together the best offense really anybody has seen. And you saw what it did. I mean, they just torched Oklahoma. They torched Georgia. And then certainly they lit up Brent Venables' defense. So I think those are the key things. And like I said, yes, it's great if you're the quarterback, but I think it's going to help the receivers. I mean, look how much better the LSU receivers got this year. And look, I wouldn't just pin that on George. I would say that's Joe Brady and Joe Burrow and Mickey Joseph and Steve Ensminger. But I think it's one of those things where it's like all the pieces kind of really came together at the right time.
When Dave Aranda's name was popped by you on Thursday, he was introduced on Monday. Every moment from the time Matt Rhule, Bruce, as you know, decided to move on to the NFL in Carolina, every Baylor fan has been wondering what is the future of Joey McGuire, who was one of those that Mack Rhodes spoke with about the job. And I've been in touch with Joey as much as possible the last whatever amount of days it's been, 10 or 14 days. And as you know, last night I was able to pop out that he's staying. You know enough about what he meant to Matt Rhule and Baylor. Your thoughts about Aranda being able to get all of these guys from LSU, Ron Roberts, and keeping Sean Bell, Joey McGuire, and what he's done in a short amount of time.
Yeah, I think that's been impressive. Especially with the ties those guys have in the state, I think that's critical to keeping some of the continuity of what Rhule was able to do there, build that locker room, you know, really change the culture of that program. I think you have those relationships, not just with the players, but you certainly have it with the high school coaches and everything else. So, I mean, so far, this has probably gone about as well as Dave Aranda could have hoped. And I think probably as well as Mack Rhodes, who knows what made this place so much different and take off so fast. I think that's the other part of this that I think is good. And I think we talked about this the other day, Dave. I think you'll see this is going to be Dave Aranda. It's not going to be, he's not going to pretend or try to be somebody he's not. And I think that will stand out, not just in the Big 12, but as a head coach in that state. You know, certainly everybody knows who Gary Patterson is. Everybody knows what Tom Herman is. Everybody knows what Jimbo Fisher is. I think you'll see a kind of a unique style of things with Dave Aranda there. And so it's going to be fun to see. It's fun to see how this works in the Big 12.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Bruce. Thanks for jumping on with us again, and great job on the story. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Bruce Feldman, The Athletic.